Harper Audio presents The Abbey, A Story of Discovery by James Martin, S.J. This is the author. Chapter 1. When the baseball crashed through his window, he was thinking about Ted Williams. Mark had once read that the Red Sox great claimed that when a fastball was screaming toward him at home plate, he could see the stitches on the ball. Mark couldn't see the stitches, but he was aware that the ball was headed directly toward him. "A line drive," the radio announcer would say, and he could almost hear the Red Sox games his father listened to during the summer. Back then, June, July, and August seemed like one endless baseball game. For a brief moment, the ball appeared motionless, then grew larger, like a globe rapidly expanding. He jumped out of the way just before it crashed theatrically through the glass, smacked the tall maple bookcase behind him as if it were a backstop, knocked out a few yellowing paperbacks, and landed with a demure plop on the carpet. "Shit," he said, to no one in particular. He peered through the jagged glass into the neighboring yard. He knew right where to look. It was where they always played ball and made too much noise. The three teenage boys who lived on his block were friendly, but occasionally bothersome. He spotted them now and called down, "What the hell were you doing?" "Sorry," came a trio of adolescent voices. The neighboring yard was several feet lower than his. Mark could never figure out what...